Welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast, coming to you from San Luis Obispo, California.
What's up, everybody? It's Owen. Welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast, episode 99. We've been on a little hiatus since episode 98 for the summer, but we're getting back on track now, and episode 99 is a really interesting one. I had a chance to sit down and speak with Jennifer Keddie, two-time All-American and Big West Conference Player of the Year as well, and we discussed the past 5 years of Cal Poly Volleyball, and that was an interesting conversation because a lot's happened and a lot's changed over the past 5 years as well. We also talked about her upcoming role in terms of trying out for a professional team or for a professional contract in Slovenia coming up here in August, and what the future holds for Jennifer Keddie. Again, what is it? It's Fansmanship.com podcast with Jennifer Keddie, episode 99. Hope you enjoy. So Jen Keddie, all 6'4" of her, we're sitting out here at Sinsheimer Stadium where she is Slow Blues marketing intern this summer, right?
Yes.
And in the sunshine, basking in the sunshine.
Yes.
How does a girl from Missoula, Montana end up in San Luis? You can give me the short version if you want to, since since we weren't recording a second ago and you gave me the long version. What's that like?
It's different, but it's not that different, just because San Luis is a small town, Missoula is a small town. The people are different, that's for sure. Missoula is a bit weirder, I will say. More historic buildings. But yeah, I just wanted to get out, kind of see what else is out there for me, not just Montana. It's so small, and I feel like there's no opportunities there, so it's nice to get out.
And you have family out here in California too, right? So it wasn't that...
Yes, I do. I actually was born in Roseville, so I'm technically not from Montana.
Oh. How long did you live in Montana for?
Well, I moved there when I was 6.
Okay.
So from 6 till 17, that's enough life to say that I'm from Montana. But yeah, I have family in Granite Bay, which is by Roseville. And then I also have, like, my entire family lives in Cameron Park, which is kind of more towards Tahoe.
Okay.
So yeah, it wasn't too crazy.
Yeah. So do you get up there a lot? From being down, did you like go up there like on your breaks and holidays and stuff? Or
yeah. When I was a freshman, I tried to get up there so much because I was just kind of, you're a freshman, like you get homesick, whatever. Yeah. But as I got older, it was kind of like I want to stay in slow and train for volleyball. Like it was always about training, which I guess didn't turn out to be a bad thing. But
right.
Yeah.
What were your first impressions of San Luis? As somebody who's from here, I always like to ask outsiders what were your impressions of the town when you showed up here. Did you do like a recruiting visit here, and like how did, like, you probably saw like Avila Beach and some of these places that were pretty awesome?
Yeah, on my recruiting visit, the coach and some of the players, they took us to play beach volleyball, and I had never played before because I'm from Montana. Like I didn't even know what it was. So that was funny.
You're like, how do you play in the sand? You're like, why aren't you wearing shoes?
I was really why are you in a bathing suit? Like that doesn't seem stable. It was really bad. I looked super unathletic, which, whatever. I had already committed by then, so the coach wasn't, like, he couldn't go back on his deal, which is good. But, yeah, it was just, I noticed that it was just a big college town on my recruiting visit.
Yeah.
Great weather, the beach, like, there's nothing wrong with SLO at all.
So you're going to Slovenia in a few weeks, and I want to get into that. As we were recording a second ago and realizing that we actually weren't recording, we kind of got into it for a second. But your career here at Cal Poly really spans, you know, a huge transition in terms of the program. It spans a lot of tumult in the program, kind of from the beginning when, you know, there were no signs of that, to the end when, you know, you have a brand new coach for a couple of years at the end of your career, and an injury, you know, a set of injuries in between. I mean, really, you've been here for like 5 years, and really a lot's happened in those 5 years in volleyball. And the thing you just said about it when we weren't actually recording.
Yeah.
is just, you know, it's exactly what I was thinking. It must have just been the worst. In terms of going through that. I mean, you guys were 9-20 your freshman year, but kind of things were looking up. This is a program that historically has gone to the NCAA tournament. It's a program that has competed in the Big West, which is a tough conference. You guys were 22-7. You're tied for second in conference. you make the all-conference team, you're, you know, an All-American, and things are looking really good. And then four games into the next season, you know, your coach gets let go. You know, can you describe kind of what that was like? Beyond that was the worst.
I think the worst thing about it was my junior year, 2011, the year he was fired. We were doing so well, and it was like we had big things coming that season. Like we were gonna win conference. I can confidently say that if John wouldn't have been fired, we would have won conference, and that's like the biggest thing, that we would have won conference, would have gone to the tournament. You know, who knows how far we could have gone, but that's the thing that's most upsetting. You know, I never went to the tournament, which is, I can't even describe how awful that feeling is. But, you know, like at the time when John was fired, it was almost like everyone just wanted to give up. Like it was like in the middle of the season, we had just won a game. And then the next day we found out John was fired. It was just like a...
Right. You're
like,
four, you're
what
four games
just happened?
Season.
Yeah.
So it was something that was totally unexpected for you guys then.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, but at the time when I was a player, I was like, this is absolutely terrible. Like, I want to give up. And now looking back on it, I've been through so much during my 5 years at Cal Poly that I honestly think that you could throw anything at me, like as a job, like as a profession for volleyball, you could throw anything at me and I don't even think it would faze me. Like I would just adapt and be like, okay, let's do this.
Right. I mean, when you commit to play somewhere for a coach, you know, and you know, you expect at least some stability there, mm-hmm. as a player, especially in a sport like volleyball, I'd imagine coaches don't turn over like they turn over in other sports sometimes as well. I know he'd been here for a while. At the time, was there like anger? What were like the emotions going like? And how, you know, how did that go?
So much anger. I wouldn't even, this is really bad, but I wouldn't even look at Don. I would not even look at him. Like, he would come into, like, we had a team meeting one time, and I remember just, like, looking at the floor the entire time.
So it wasn't a decision that you agreed with at the time?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, I still don't agree with it, but it happened.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, there was so little actual information out there. There was just that one article in the paper and a couple of the, you know, incidents that people reported or whatever. But beyond that, there wasn't much out there at the time. And I think there still kind of isn't.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I understand why Don did it. He had a job. There was a lot of like evidence that John was not a good coach. So, and Don's brand new. Like, what is he gonna do? Just let it slide, and then that doesn't look good on him. So I understand why he did it. But
it was like his first big move as AD, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I understand why he did it, and I'm not that angry anymore. But at the time, it was. Yeah, I was very upset.
Having been at school then for three more years afterwards, what's your relationship like with Don now? Is it okay?
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's great. I like to say that I get along with a lot of people. You know, I don't have problems with a lot of people, and...
Yeah, you seem like pretty easy to get along with person.
I like to think so. So, you know, after that, like... Don came up to me one time and apologized, and after that it was kind of like, and my coaches were like, Jen, you need to make an effort, like, he respects you as an athlete, like, you need to respect him too. And I was like, I know, I've been big on respect, like, I'll respect someone just because they're above me, you know what I mean? So I finally gave in, but yeah, I love Don, he's great. I think he's a great athletic director. He's taken Cal Poly Athletics a long ways. He started the Mustang way, so that was cool. But yeah, I like Don a lot.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like you kind of developed along, you know, I mean, that's part of being a college athlete, I think, right? Is kind of developing who you are and maturing and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Was that like a big, obviously that was kind of a pivotal moment for you and some, you know, kind of an example of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I threw a tantrum, but then I got over it. So I matured quite a bit.
I mean, but like, I would imagine you're not the only one. I mean, other mm-hmm. other players left the program. Yeah. I mean, stopped playing. I mean, you know, you had a lot of stuff going on there at that
time. Yeah. No, I think we've all kind of, like I said, my class, we've definitely learned a lot just from being here for 5 years. Like, I think we're all so adaptable now just from the stuff that's happened. And a lot of us have had injuries, too. So
at the end of that season, then, you get named to the... like USA Volleyball A2 team, you're going into your last year, right? That was at the end of that season then.
Yeah.
You know, you guys had kind of a like you said, kind of a disappointing season. You were 12-17, but you were feeling really good about that team before the coach left. You know, you're named to the USA, the roster at least, you know, 48, whatever, players, and that had to feel pretty good. Were you injured already then, or did you get injured in the off season?
Yeah, I actually, 2011, my junior year, I played with a shoulder tear, and like every time I would hit, my shoulder would pop out, and it was absolutely...
Like out of, like, socket?
Out of place, yeah.
So there was a girl in my high school who had to learn how to hit left-handed, because every time she hit, like... She'd just go down, like, with her right hand. So she just learned how to hit left-handed and played that way.
I mean, it wasn't every time I hit. Like, it may be, like, one every five. Okay. My just arm would go numb, and I would just sit there like, oh, my gosh, this hurts so bad. And then I'd get over it and just move on. But, yeah, I was injured the entire season.
That doesn't sound like it was a fun season. You're angry, you're injured.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
It sounds like it kind of sucked for a second.
Yeah, it did. But the adrenaline would help. Obviously, the next day after a game would be absolutely terrible. But
and you put up some great numbers during that time, too. It's not like you were playing badly.
Yeah, thank gosh, because if I was, then it'd be like, okay, you need to. I would have been benched, but thank goodness my injury didn't stop me. But okay. I was injured almost every single year that I was at Cal Poly, so I'm kind of used to it.
Okay. All right, so 2012 then, you know, you're out that season because of the shoulder, or was that because of your leg?
That was because of my shoulder. I was still
recovering from that. And you know, Sam's first year as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how that – I mean, that seems like going a whole season with four wins the whole year would be maybe the toughest thing, especially if you're just having to sit there and watch it and watch your teammates and friends.
Yeah, sitting on the bench, just feeling so helpless. Like, you can't do anything. Like, there wasn't even a chance of me going in. Like, my shoulder was – basically broken, like
sure.
I just had surgery on it.
Sure.
But yeah, that was not a good feeling. Although when we did win, I would just be super happy for everyone, and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember the first time we won, I like started crying. I was just so happy for the team. I was like, I'm so proud of you guys.
Is that like against like Idaho State or something? I want to say like at home maybe, or there was a game that I went to. Idaho, yeah, at home.
Yeah. That was our first win.
Everybody was so stoked, and Sam was like, yeah, good to get the first one. I was like, okay, maybe they won't, you know, maybe it'll be okay. And then, like, the season was just not good, especially once you guys got into conference.
Yeah.
Tell me about Sam. Like, you know, the new coach at Cal Poly, you know, his first head coaching experience. You know, tell me what kind of a coach is Sam Crossan?
He's interesting.
Yeah. In what way? Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's all you can say?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing else.
Okay. All right. I noticed during your during your time at Cal Poly, you're at a lot of games. Not your games. At a lot of just games. Football,
yes.
Basketball, baseball games. Yeah. You're all over the place. Is that something that you've always kind of been into, is just watching games? And I mean, some athletes like going and watching other sports and other games and supporting other people. How is that? Like, what's your motivation there? Or is that kind of you, like, being out and seeing games? You just kind of like something to do? I see you at, like, every game, it seems like.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you're at the Big West tournament, like, when the basketball team went to the tournament.
I think, you know, I think college and high school are very different. Like, in high school, you would go because it was a social thing. I mean, you still do that in college, obviously. But for me, it was like, I want to go and support these people, and maybe they'll come to my games. You know, maybe they'll support us and the volleyball team. But going to the games, obviously basketball. I love basketball and baseball. I mean, I love sports, but... Going to the games is more than just, like, a social thing. It was kind of like, these are your fellow athletes. They're out there, you know, working hard, trying to support, like, they're representing Cal Poly. And I think it's important to just support each other, kind of.
Got it.
It's like a community of us, and you
right.
gotta...
You feel some camaraderie there?
Exactly.
Are you, like, seems like you're, like, pretty good friends with some of the players? Like, it seems like there's good, like, collegial relationships between, like, the different sports. And people are at each other's games and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, you're definitely around the other athletes a lot, so you just get to know them. Like, I have a lot of friends on each of the teams.
Uh-huh.
But I also like to go because I'm a very good heckler, and I distract the other teams. And I like to think that I give something.
Who's the girl that Who's the girl that dressed up at your games?
Rachel Nelson. She was.
She's fantastic.
She's fantastic. She would come to our games.
She came dressed as an ant one time with a picture, to, you know, for the anteaters. I'm an ant. Eat me. There was another one. I don't know. She had like a pitchfork. Maybe she was a matador one time.
Yeah. She dressed for each
team. Yeah. Hawaii. She had like a hula skirt on. Yeah.
Yeah. She was on the team her freshman year, but unfortunately she couldn't continue on the team. Right. So. She just kind of supported us, you know, that way, which was really fun. Yeah. I loved having her at our games.
Intensely supported you guys, for sure.
The screaming.
The screaming, yeah. You know, you guys are pretty well supported out here for a volleyball team in a town like this that I wouldn't call volleyball crazy. There's a kind of a hardcore group of volleyball fans, would you say?
Absolutely, and especially when we weren't doing that well, it was nice that people still supported us. They would still come to the games. Like, I don't think our attendance varied that much.
No.
Even when we were losing, which was really nice. And the band is fantastic. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people's favorite part.
Oh, yeah, they're great. But, yeah, the fan base here is really, it's nice. It's definitely, I don't know if it's because SLO is just such a small community or if it's just, like, they're so supportive. Either way, you know, it's great. It's, that's one of my favorite things about playing for Cal Poly is the fans.
Cool. What's your favorite other sport?
Ooh, on the spot. Like to watch or to play?
Either.
This is a very
Did you play basketball
game.
Growing up?
Yes, I did.
I hope so. You're a semi-coordinated 6'4 girl. I would hope you'd play basketball.
My dad was a big basketball guy, but I was so lanky. And, like, I hadn't grown into my body in high school yet, so playing basketball, like, the contact was not good. Like, I would just break my ankles every 5 seconds. It just wasn't good.
So how long did you play basketball for?
2 years in high school.
So you're
but
like a
before
sophomore.
That, I played like 7th and 8th grade basketball.
Did people get like really mad at you for not playing junior and senior year?
Yes.
Yeah.
If
you're a
6th. Because basketball in Montana is the big sport. Like basketball and football are the big sports there. And so when I didn't play basketball, it was like I was shunned at my high school. Yeah. Like some of the administration was like.
Not happy.
No. They hated me. I mean, not hated, but they really just, like, didn't like me at the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about your impression of Cal Poly kind of spirit and being an athlete. The Mustang Way is a new thing that, like, Dawn put in these last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of for, like, camaraderie around students and student athletes and high expectations around that? It sounds like you really like that.
Yeah, I think it just, I mean, before we didn't really have anything in writing like that. But now that it's kind of up there, like, everywhere in Mont Gym, you see it, like, in Dawn's office, in your coach's office, in your locker room. It gets everywhere, and it just kind of reminds you that you are representing Cal Poly and Cal Poly Athletics and the volleyball team or the basketball team, whatever team you're on.
Kind of wherever you are and whatever you're doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So even though you're a college student, you maybe cannot do some things that other college students have. Like, you have more responsibility, you know, and which I think is great. Like, take that and you're like, okay, I'm
you're on scholarship, exactly. Like you're representing,
like I maybe can't do some of the things they get to do, but I'm an athlete here. I have a scholarship, you know, like I'm known around campus. That's great. That's cool.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So
yeah, because you're gonna get picked out. Right? I mean, that's the other part of that. If you do something stupid, people are gonna know.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of what the Mustang Way is about, just like being responsible and taking that role of being a student athlete and, I don't know, being someone that maybe students can look up to or even, like, kids around SLO.
Yeah.
Like, if you do something, everyone in SLO is going to know that that happened. So
I was at Jamba Juice before work Wednesday morning, Tuesday morning, and, like, just saw a couple basketball players there. And, like, that's what happens in San Luis. Like, you just see people, and that's the city like this, right? I
mean, yeah, and if you see the basketball players, you're going to know they're basketball players because they're so tall.
Yeah.
It's like, you know that they're an athlete.
Yeah, exactly. So you're doing a marketing internship this summer, right? It's part of is it your senior project or
no,
part of your
actually,
a class?
No, this is part of my degree, just doing an internship for like a...
What's your major?
Rec Parks and Tourism with sports management as my concentration.
So it's like rec management, like it's part of the deal.
Yeah.
So you manage a lot of the marketing stuff here at the Blues games, which go pretty well, I gotta say. You know, the running around the bases, the different things that that happen. As a bat just broke in the background, maybe people heard it. That catcher's amazing here too. The bottles always go down at the Blues games. with your marketing hat on, what What do you think, like, as far as Cal Poly goes? I mean, you said you have a really diehard fan base. You go to a lot of the other games, though, too. And, you know, Spano Stadium gets a lot of fans for football, but, you know, it's not full all the time. You know, I'm not trying to paint, like, a gloomy picture. I think the fans here are good. But, like, what are some things you see? I know they're doing, like, a video board pretty soon at Mott Athletic Center. Well, you know, what are things that you think if you had your marketing hat on and your druthers, you know, from a Cal Poly perspective? It's something fans talk about sometimes. Like, okay, how do we get more students here? How do we get more people here? How do we make this atmosphere better? Not that it's bad, but, you know, you're always trying to get better. What, you know, with your marketing hat on?
Well, what I've seen here is Adam does a really good job with community outreach, I think. Like, when you get sponsors and stuff like that, he doesn't just treat them as sponsors. Like, they're not just people who are there, like, supporting the Blues. They're, like, people. And yeah. I don't know. I think he just appreciates.
So you think Cal Poly could take, like, a...
Yeah, like, maybe more community outreach. Maybe, like, building more of a relationship with their sponsors. I think that would go a long ways. And I think... with their sponsors, like here, when sponsors bring more, like it's not just them, like they bring their entire business, like maybe they help other businesses be able to come to the games, like it's like a big group of people that come and just like enjoy coming to the baseball game, and maybe, just maybe, it's because we sell alcohol here, I don't know, but...
Well, you see the baseball games at Bagot when people can go to Kruko's.
Yes, I think, I mean, obviously it's not going to happen, but... If they sold alcohol at Cal Poly Athletic, like, events,
right,
the
beyond,
attendance would go through the roof, I think.
Beyond what they do in the...
baseball.
In the baseball and beyond what they do. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's alcohol up in the suites, and I'm pretty sure there's alcohol out in the, like, obviously the Stampede Club for basketball or... But you're talking about during games.
Like, yeah, like during games.
Because, I mean, that's the way they try to get around it, is to do the Stampede Club thing.
Yeah. No, I think that helps, but then again, there are those... There's the people who just want to go to, like, maybe one game or something.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. So you think that would help?
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Interesting. So your next step, then, is going to be a pro. When do you leave for Slovenia, right?
Yes.
So when do you leave? What's that? What's the schedule? Do you know what team you're playing for? Is it just that you're in the league? How does it all work?
Well, the fun...
Do you even know yet?
The fun part of it is I'm just kind of... going blind.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going blind, but I leave August 6th for Vienna, Austria, and then we drive from there to Maribor. My parents are coming with me, thank goodness, because I've never been out of the country.
Just the first time they're going with
just
you.
To, like,
wow.
Me, you know, move in, kind of. But I'm going to go, and it's in Slovenia, is actually a 10-day tryout. And so I'm going to be doing two-a-days for 10 days straight, so it's almost like preseason for college volleyball. So I can do it.
Okay.
But, I go to Slovenia for a tryout, and then after that, it's basically just, there's a bunch of scouts. It's basically like college all over again. Like, there's scouts there for each country, and they just kind of pick you up. So I don't really know exactly what team.
Or where you're going to be, even what country. Okay,
maybe,
picturing there's a league in Slovenia, but maybe there is. But.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe I get, like, 5 offers, so I get to pick what country I want to go to, which would be super awesome. But... I'll be happy with one offer.
Yeah.
Have you talked to
like, have you talked to Christina Santiago? Have you talked to, like, Jordan Lewis? Do you know these people, like, people who've gone and played in Europe? Drake Uyu played in Australia.
Yeah.
Have you talked to any of them about, like, their experiences?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a little bit. Jordan just said he loves it. I know there's some people who don't like it because it's kind of lonely over there, I've heard. But, I mean, if you're playing the sport you love.
I mean, Christina had, like, the Eastern European thing.
Yeah.
Is that somebody you talk to? Are you guys, what terms are you guys on? Do you guys ever talk or anything? I mean,
you know, we, not that often.
Okay. She's, like, been on our podcast before.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd ask.
No, sometimes, when she used to go here, we talked a lot. We actually played volleyball together sometimes, which was...
Was really she fun. A volleyball player?
I can't remember if she, I think she was in high school.
Okay.
But, yeah, we just would, like, do open gyms, and it was really funny.
What was funny?
Just, like... I don't know.
Watching her trying to be coordinated?
No, she's coordinated. She's coordinated. But just like seeing another athlete play a different sport, it's kind of fun.
Do you think it would have been fun for her to see you play basketball?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Like, because I'm super lanky, kind of. Like, my arms, I don't have that much muscle on them.
Okay.
Or maybe I do. It's just like
different.
Hidden in the length, you know? Which, yeah. But No, I talked to her after her first season, I think. I talked to her, and she said she loved it, just loved the experience. So.
And she ended up back in Bulgaria, and I don't know if it's close to
Slovenia. Sounds the same.
Sounds close.
The IAs, maybe? Croatia is over there?
Obviously, we have... obviously, we have pretty good geography skills here.
Yeah.
How do you feel physically right now? You said you haven't been swinging, haven't been doing a lot of volleyball activities, just kind of staying in shape until more recently. Like, how are you feeling in terms of just physically right now?
My body feels really good, actually. Like, I mean, the first time I swung, my shoulder was sore, but that's kind of to be expected.
That's like a baseball player who throws for the first time.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, my foot feels great. My knees feel great. Like, just... I feel good.
No,
physically.
Now this last year you had like a foot and a knee injury. Is that or just a foot injury? What? What? Like everything's hurt all the time. Whenever I see you got a new cast on.
Yeah.
What's going on? Like what did you have happen last year?
Well, my foot was last year. That's when it was broken, and I like attempted to play on it still. Like I had a surgery on it. It was supposed to be fine. Not gonna say that it was messed up.
Right.
But I'm not going to say it wasn't messed
right.
up.
Sure.
So I then tried to play on it, and it was still broken.
Okay.
So got surgery again, obviously. But during the season, I also had, like, maybe overcompensating with the knees.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I also...
Chris O'Brien described all that to me one time. He goes, you know, you got a knee injury, and then your back starts hurting, and then your ankles start hurting, and it's just all connected.
Yeah, it's all you're just overcompensating for that one injury. But no, I mean, I've always had like a jumper's knee, like tendonitis kind of thing, but yeah.
Do you feel like you have kind of something to prove after you're at such a high level, like a number of years ago, and then you're kind of trying to get back to a high level? Is that kind of how you look at it? Or do you just look at it as kind of trying to be where you're at and how you're doing?
I mean, right. I always want to be better than I was, you know what I mean? So that's going to be there. But right now I'm just kind of... I'm happy that I can mentally, as an athlete, come back from three surgeries and still be able to, you know,
totally
put myself out there and go to a tryout and see if I can do this again. You know, like, I'm just happy that I am strong enough mentally to do that, because I don't think a lot of people would be able to do that.
So is that something that you kind of had to prove to yourself, whether, you know, not physically, but maybe mentally, like, hey, I'm going to prove to myself and everybody else that I can... that I can stay on top of this and come back.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think, I mean...
I'm trying to figure out, like, motivation-wise.
No, yeah. I think my biggest motivation is just the fact that I don't think I'm ready to be done. Like, I was robbed out of 2 years of my college eligibility, so I just want to, you know, I want to keep playing. I don't think I'm ready to be done yet. But, yeah, maybe mentally. It's definitely... I think I've always been mentally tough, so I want to kind of prove to myself... that I can do it.
Yeah. What's your kind of toughest memory from being in SLO, like volleyball wise?
Well, the first thing that pops into my head is John,
right.
But it's also, it is the fact that I've had three surgeries. I've missed, like, I was a two-time All-American, Big West Player of the Year 1 year, and then all of a sudden I'm out for a year because of my shoulder, and then right. I have foot surgery. Like, it just kind of, that was hard doing that.
Yeah. Does him having passed away, like, make it more bitter and worse in your mind?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm always like, you know, if he wasn't fired, I don't think he would have passed away. Like, he wouldn't have overdosed or whatever happened. Like, that wouldn't happen, you know? So, yeah, that's kind of a regret. But there's nothing I can do about
sure.
it.
Right.
I didn't, you know, like, obviously I'm not in control of who's coaching or not. But, yeah, that was hard.
What's your best moment at Cal Poly, like, athletic-wise?
Oh, dear. Like, specifically for myself or as a team?
Whatever.
Best moment. Oh, that's hard. It's always harder thinking of, like, the positive moments.
Is it?
Well, I don't know why, because you don't want to be
some,
like...
especially early on, right? There were... Like, was it, like, your... Moment. Was it your sophomore year and, like, or...
Sophomore year was definitely a good, because we did so well. I mean, naturally, that's going to be, like, the greatest year. And I remember on Christmas break, John calling me, and I was like, oh, gosh, it's John. We're going to have, like, a three-hour conversation, because that's how John was. He would call you and he'd talk for hours. But a lot of it was good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, he meant well and was teaching you a lesson. I don't know.
Right.
But I remember him calling me, and was like, hey, so guess what? And I was like, what? And he was like, you're an All-American. And I was like, what?
You're like, all right.
What does that mean? And when he first told me, I was like, thanks. Like, but then it hit me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, running around my house. I called my dad. It was crazy. So,
and you were an All-American your junior year, too, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, being a Big West player of the year, I'd hope that that equals that.
Yeah. Big West player, and finding out I was an All-American the first time were probably my best moments, just because I did not expect either of those. Yeah. It was just such a surprise, both of them. I don't know.
You mentioned your class a lot. Mm-hmm. Did you, I mean, are you super close with the girls from your class?
Yeah, I think, you know, we bonded through some of the times we went through together, mentally, with injuries, with John, getting a new coach. I think, you know, we were close in that way. Obviously, you kind of get sick of the people that you see 24/7. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, I think, I like to think that we were pretty close. And then all of us left. We all got split up. Of course, Megan, Chelsea, and I graduated the same time, but Holly left, and then Molly, 4 years, she in and out, you know. But yeah, I think you build friendships that will last for, if not forever, for quite a while.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you get going. I know you got a job to do here, but Jennifer Keddie, I really appreciate you sitting down for at least a little bit with us and taking a minute, and good luck in Slovenia.
Thank you.
I'll have to follow along and see exactly where you end up and how you do. You have like an agent and stuff? Is that how that works?
Well, once the tryout and then you get signed to a team, then they become your agent. But okay. You have to sign with the team.
You have to sign first.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you don't get an agent before you sign with the team, you get an agent after.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
It is weird now that I think about it. But,
but maybe in,
I don't know.
Maybe in the world of college or pro volleyball, and the like, are there a lot of leagues? Have you like looked into it a lot?
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of there's different leagues, there's different levels. Yeah. So a lot of countries have a lot of different teams because they're in different leagues. You know, one league could be really, really good, and then you have like a lower league.
Where's the best league? Like the highest level? Like for other sports, you can say like basketball is in the U.S. or, you know, a lot of the sports, the U.S. has the better one or whatever. But where's the best like women's pro? Because there's not a pro volleyball league in the U.S., is there?
Only
no.
If it's AVP or if you play for the national team.
Right. But beach volleyball has just never been your thing.
No, I love beach volleyball. Like I would do that in the off season, I think, for indoor. Like when I come back from wherever I go in the world, I might just, you know, start up and be in the AVP.
Try to do that. Yeah.
I think Carrie Walsh did that.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Don't quote you on
that. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But no, I think Russia has the best women's volleyball.
That makes sense for me.
Well,
good luck in Europe, and we'll follow along. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Fansmanship Podcast. For more podcasts and more in-depth sports discussion, go to fansmanship.com. Well, I've been stuck on down in Trouble Town. It's a lonely place, it's true. Streetlights so bright, they blind my vision. And the people on the streets, they beat me up till I'm black and blue. You lift me up, don't bring me down. You give your love to everyone around. You send me on my way to Trouble Town. I can't find my way around Trouble Town. Front page of the news. Keep trying to find my way back home, but the signs out.